Blog Talk Radio.
Lord God, huh? We're committed, oh God, hallelujah, to walk by faith and not by sight. We're committed, oh God, to follow your commandments in Jesus' name. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your blood. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your love. Thank you, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you right now for your Holy Spirit visiting the prayer line. Bless, oh God, and we pray right now that you restore Ambassador Smith, oh God. Replenish her body for what she poured out to the people of God. Crying out, oh Lord, what must I do to be saved? What must I do? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Restore, restore, restore your people, oh God. Even for the messages and what they poured out on yesterday. Restore, restore, restore in Jesus. Look at us right now, oh God. Teach us in the center of your will. Let your mercy and your goodness follow us all the days of our lives. Help us to dwell in your presence, Lord Jesus. Let us pray and be conquerors. Let us say, our shepherd, our Father, you are wonderful God. You are mighty God. You are the Prince of Peace. In Jesus' name, we will glorify you this day. Hallelujah. We will praise you and praise you and praise you forevermore. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for answering prayers. Thank you, oh God, you even heard the unspoken request in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, glory, for answering every unspoken request, whether it was known, heard, or whatever it was, oh God, even in the heart. You know, you know, you know, Lord God. We ask you to meet the need, oh God, in Jesus. Cover your people with your blood right now, Lord God. Give us a closer walk with thee. In your name I pray, and we will serve you, O God, in the beauty of holiness, and we will serve you with gladness in Jesus' name. We bless you all day, and all God's people say amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're back into your hands, Chief Ambassador. May God bless you the rest of this day. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. You did a wonderful, marvelous, awesome job, as usual. And thank you so much. And
Dr. Johnson.
Yes, I hear you.
Mother Wilson again. While we was praying then, Elder Leroy McDonald came before me. He was at the meeting on yesterday, Lord bless him to come, and he looked very weak, and he had to leave because he wasn't feeling well. And I'm requesting prayer for him also, Ella Leroy McDonald, the one I was saying that at the church he wanted to finish. He looked very frail yesterday, and he had to leave. I'm requesting prayer for him and his wife.
Jesus, we pray for him and his wife. That you would touch both of them, God, and give them strength in their bodies. I pray that you would lift them up, God. I send, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you send encouragement to him.
Yes.
Most of that church, God, bless him to do it in Jesus' name. And let it not only be finished, but let him be finish it beautifully in the name of Jesus. And give him his heart's desire in Jesus' name. God, before he closes his eyes, oh, God, grant that unto him that he might finish that church.
Bow
to supply the financial need. And I remember I prayed and asked you to send somebody to see that church and put it in their heart, Lord, to complete that church. Lord, I know you're going to do it. I ask you. And Jesus, I ask you in your name.
In your
name. I remember you said if I'd ask you anything, in your name, you would do it, that the Father might be glorified. This is for the glory of the Father. For people to come by there and say, God must have helped him finish it. For people to come in there and feel the presence of the Father. For people to see what you can do that you don't. Forget those who labored in your vineyard. For your word tells us that you're not unrighteous to forget those who have worked and have given their labor of love. God, I know you're going to remember him. Give him strength. Amen. And Jesus, forgive him everything that he's done wrong, omission and commission. Just bless the man in the name of Jesus. And God will certainly give you glory for it, because nobody can say they did it, only you. We'll just get the glory. And we praise you. Every demon that's been blocking his progress, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, and I command in the name of Jesus through his auspices that you be bound and cast out of the midst. The blood of Jesus gets on you if you stay. And get all in your eyes, all in your ears, all in your mouth, and you will be rendered powerless. The only thing you can do is bow down and worship Jesus. And cry, Jesus Christ is Lord. Get out of there, devil. The blood of Jesus. The power of God is healing now. Now thank you, Lord, for it. And thank you for deliverance. Not only for him, but somebody else got theirs too. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. I want all of you on the prayer line to hold up your oil if you got it. Feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And let me give you a testimony. Mother Johnson, oh my God, just last week could not walk hardly at all. She would take a couple of steps and her legs may start jumping as if almost to give out. But we took the oil of the anointing and rubbed her legs real good. Yeah. Rubbed up and down her legs and then put it on her toe. Her toe was sore. And rubbed it on there. And all I gotta tell you is that yesterday and the day before, she was walking to the restroom. God did it.
Thank you.
What a blessing it is to walk. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And she walked to the restroom. What encouragement that is.
Yes.
I want you to hold that oil up in the name of Jesus. I want to ask God to do the same thing we asked on the oil that Mother Johnson used. Whatever you ask, my son, on this oil shall be done. If you ask even for the healing of every infection, it shall be done. Oh, God, that this oil of the anointing, this oil that they're holding up, become, I heard the Holy Ghost say, if you don't have any oil with you, man or woman, get it in your hand in the spirit realm. You have to believe this. I'm taking it in my hand in the spirit realm. And I'm holding it all up to God. God, I'm asking you to look on this oil, both in the natural and in the spirit realm. And I'm asking you to bless this oil as never before. Let every drop be potent with the Holy Ghost. Every drop be potent with the anointing of God. Just as that oil that we blessed some time ago, and this lady had boils, black boils all over her foot. The doctor had given her medicine, tried to make the boils go down, but they were still there. God, through your instructions, I took the oil and poured it on her foot, and those boils burst immediately. I saw a miracle before. They burst immediately, and all that infection started running out of her foot. God, this oil that you got, let me give you, may I say something else, God? Even in this prayer, how we rub Mother Johnson's legs down, oh my God, and you touched her legs. Thank you for what you did for her. Get this oil, every drop, be really relevant with the Holy Ghost, and the anointing be all in it, in Jesus' name. thank you again and again. I mentioned it before, what you did for Mother Johnson, but I'm asking you, Lord, you the same yesterday and forevermore, and what you did for Mother Johnson, you can do for all of us on this line. Let this oil, when it's been placed on that heart, heal the heart. On that back, heal the back. On that head, heal the head. On those feet, heal the feet. On that stomach, heal the stomach. On that diabetes, heal the diabetes. On that cancer, heal the cancer. On that lupus, heal the lupus. On all over the body, God, heal whatever is in the body. And I just know, Lord, whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you. And I'm asking you to be in this oil that when it's placed on anybody in the room, that every disease, every infection gets out. Infection, get out! The blood of Jesus is here. You have no business being there. These bodies are the bodies of the Holy Ghost, the temples of the Holy Ghost. And we are asking God to let the oil, the anointing, be all over these bodies. And even inside. That no infection can stay. Get out! You in the legs of Mother Johnson. Get out! You in the heart of that woman. Get out! That man. Get out! You in the body of somebody on this prayer line trying to afflict them. Get out! Let the oil, the anointing, go in there and sit in your seat. And you have to sit in it. It's going to cause you to melt down like dust. And the power of God will make you bow down in the spirit realm and worship Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. I know you don't want to get out, devil. It's going to happen to you. You'll have to take it back to your camp. And all the other demons will be infected with the blood of Jesus. So your whole camp will turn around. People who've been trying to praise you, devil, as king, will turn around and say, I got to worship Jesus. Get out! The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus be on you. The blood of Jesus be on you. God, thank you. Take over that temple. Take over that temple. And let the blood of Jesus prevail. This oil, the anointing, when they place it anywhere on their body, bring healing. Healing. I speak it to that oil. Healing, healing. The Holy Ghost. And Jesus, I'm asking you in your name, that this oil would be so potent with the Holy Ghost, so potent with healing, that nothing, no disease, no nothing that is placed upon, even if it's placed on pocketbooks, it will feel pocketbooks. Even if it's placed on wallets, it will feel wallets. Even if it's placed on eyes, it will bring healing to blind folk. Even if it's placed on ears, it will bring take away the deafness in the name of Jesus. It will bring hearing to deaf people. Even if it's placed on tongues and mouths, it will stop the yearning for cigarettes. It will stop the yearning for drugs. In the name of Jesus. It will stop the yearning for alcohol. In the name of Jesus. When it's placed in water, God, two or three drops, it will cause the water to be purified and cause the healing to go in the water. In Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I want to thank you for all these things I'm asking you, because I'm asking you these things in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God. And Jesus, again, you said, if I ask you anything in your name, the Father may be glorified. This is for the glory of the Father, and we believe it in Jesus' name. Bless this oil, the young companion, in Jesus' name. Oh,
Thank you.
Bless the oil. May you be blessed and go with Jesus and remember and praise him all day long. He inhabits the praises of his people. And you have a wonderful day. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to just tell you, no matter what you're going through, I got a feeling that everything will be all right. The devil is a liar. It's going to be all right. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Meet you back tomorrow morning. Don't forget the blog line at 9 o'clock tonight. I think we're back on time, back on schedule at 9 o'clock. Yeah. We've been on schedule at 10 o'clock, but I think tonight we're back on schedule at 9 o'clock. Bless you real good. Have a wonderful day. Got to blow my horn.
All right. In Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be all right in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
You all
have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.